Zing Zang Bloody Mary mix salutes America's tailgaters with the pregame pride and game day respect for the Bloody Mary ritual known as the football tailgate. The award-winning taste of Zing Zang will bring back your favorite game day memories with a Bloody Mary mix you can't believe was in the bottle. So this week, whether you're tailgating with friends in a college or pro parking lot, or pouring the perfect Zing Zang Bloody Mary on your couch at home, raise your glass to tailgating everywhere. This Zing Zang Bloody Mary is for you.
Begin your future at Governor State University. Learn about their new degree programs, new student residences, and completely renovated classrooms, labs, library, and more. Attend their open house Monday, October 12th from 10 to 2. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
There's an old saying, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. At Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services, we treasure Chicagoland, which is why we've put our heart and soul into keeping it clean for over 80 years. An American-built company, we specialize in removing and recycling refuse so that you can proudly call the Windy City home. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services. Our trucks of green keep Chicagoland clean. For service, visit floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Attention, FHA homeowners. Hi, I'm Ross Tornabene with HLP Mortgage. If you haven't heard, FHA reduced its monthly mortgage insurance, which could save you hundreds a month or thousands a year. No appraisal needed, no minimum credit score. Start saving today. Dial 888-59-LOANS. That's 888-59-LOANS. HLP Mortgage LLC is not acting on behalf of or at the direction of HUD, FHA, or the federal government. HLP Mortgage LLC is an equal housing opportunity lender.
HLP Mortgage is an Illinois residential mortgage licensee. NMLS number 1171064, 1253 South Highland Avenue, Suite 1. Lombard, Illinois, 60148.
Friday. Cub fans, this is your destination to talk Chicago Cubs playoff baseball.
Line drive toward the middle. Diving stop, Russell goes to second. Cubs win. Sensational play.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Matt Abanacola with a scoreboard update. Out in Cincinnati, we head to the top of the eighth right now, but after three unearned runs for Fernando Rodney in the bottom of the seventh, the Cubs lead the Reds 5-3. Jason Hamill made his final start of the regular season. He went five innings, struck out five, gave up five hits. Austin Jackson, a three-run homer. Anthony Rizzo, Chris D'Onofrio with the other RBI. So right now, top of the eighth, just starting in Cincy, the Cubs lead the Reds 5-3. Trevor Cahill came in to finish out the seventh inning. The White Sox host Kansas City tonight. John Danks opposes Chris Medlin. Pregame on the Score starts at 6:35. Other games going on in baseball today. One final so far, and that was the Phillies over the Mets out in Philadelphia, 3-0. In Baltimore, they're in delay after one inning. The Orioles lead the Blue Jays 3-0. Also, the Bears continue preparations for Sunday's game with Oakland. Zach Zaidman joins B&B in the 3 o'clock hour with the latest from Halas Hall. And after yesterday's successful surgery, the Bulls are hopeful to have Derrick Rose ready for the season opener on October 27th. Inside the Clubhouse is presented by Motorworks. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business. I'm Matt Amatacol, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This Art Boys and Marinsky brought to you by Webb Chevrolet Plainfield. Visit WebbChevyPlainfield.com today.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on the Score.
Derrick Rose talking with our guy Steve Ashburner about what needs to be ironed out with Jimmy Butler.
We're two blacks, African-American guys that's on the team. We're just trying to find a way to get going. I think if it was the other way around, it wouldn't be that way. But with him having to have the ball in his hands, that's great for me because I can set up and shoot somewhere or catch the ball with a live dribble. I think it starts with me. I think I'm the general on the floor.
Yeah, everything sounds great.
What?
It sounds like a real healthy situation.
This is going great.
Glad he's working on his game because he can handle the ball, then I'll get more shots. But it starts with me because I'll get more shots.
Man, Jimmy never had a few.
Yeah.
Boers and Bernstein. Over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Dirk Hayhurst.
In a baseball
football player's mind, you think to yourself, hey, we've opened up this sport for everybody. All nationalities can come and play. See everyone? See, we're not racist here, but God forbid you come here and play the game wrong, because we will take a big white American fastball and put that in your ear hole if you don't get that fleshy bull crap out of your system. God bless America, let freedom ring. I mean, it's that kind of stuff, guys. It's that kind of stuff. And players think that they're doing it for the right reason, because they're protecting the game. God bless you, America's pastime. You've given us so much.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on the score.
Terry Bores.
Sweet potato.
Dan Bernstein.
They need more than 0 points.
Let's go to work.
Bores and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
204. Bores and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Ready for a little baseball conversation.
Yeah, we're going to be tremendously football-y today. Yeah, but I thought you'd get a kick out of this, because this recapitulates so much of our discussions over the years, our arguments and everything else over how we come to grips with naming most valuable players and how we value individual seasons in proper context in baseball. So I'm going to do this as best I can to spare a lot of the actual math from Ben Lindbergh's piece at Grantland. Ben Lindbergh, longtime baseball prospectus guy. And he talks about how obvious the Bryce Harper would be as a most valuable player candidate. He says, but to paraphrase the old line, the Nationals would have missed the playoffs with or without Harper. So a player on another team who did make the difference between qualifying and falling short could be a better MVP pick from a certain point of view. The good news is there's a way we can quantify that. Championship probability added. You may be familiar with win probability added. It's a context-sensitive value stat that considers not only how well a player produced, but when. Don't tell me what you did, tell me when you did it. WAR, or wins above replacement, always assigns the same value to a home run, whether it's a walk-off shot against a division rival or a meaningless score extender up 12 against a last-place team. But win probability assesses just how much a player's contributions actually helped his team win, by calculating the difference between his team's win expectancy before and after his actions. Clutchness generally isn't repeatable. And I hate to use the word clutch. This is my parenthetical ad here, because I know what sort of a third rail that is for stat heads. So WPA isn't the best indicator of true talent or forecaster of future performance, but it's a useful way to quantify value in retrospect. It's a story stat. It captures the excitement we experience in the moment. As long as voters care about context, the MVP is a story award. Although WPA takes into account sequencing of a player's actions within games, it doesn't consider their sequencing within seasons. And if we really care about context, we want to know that too. Just as a walk-off shot is worth more than a tack-on homer, a walk-off shot in a pivotal game against an important opponent should be worth more than one that comes after the campaign's outcome is already assured.
Makes sense to me.
Right? Mm-hmm. So this all sensible so far?
Yep.
Baseball analyst author Sky Andrzejczyk developed championship win probability added in 2009. It was an attempt to answer the question, what portion of a title did a player contribute? Andrzejczyk is now the Indians' senior baseball analyst, and the code hasn't been updated to account for the 10-team playoff format. So Ben Lindbergh teamed up with Dan Hirsch, creator of historical stats and analyst site The Baseball Gauge, to recreate and perhaps improve upon Andrzejczyk's model. So Hirsch calculated the division title and wild card expectancy for every team on every day of the season by simulating the rest of the schedule 100,000 times, factoring in home field advantage. Then he ran another 20,000 simulations to calculate the potential change in playoff expectancy that a team could expect from a win in every given game, and then compared that to the typical change in playoff expectancy between games. So that created something called Championship Leverage Index, which simply understood is a measure of how much it affected the team's playoff outlook. The higher the stakes in a given game, as determined by the standings, the setting, the opponent, the higher the leverage index. And then they graph it here on the division level to show in the NL East and the AL West the relative meaning of matchups throughout the season. So once you have the team's leverage index and the player's WPA, we obtained in our case from Baseball Reference, you multiply them together.
to get the championship WPA, the percentage by which this player increased his team's odds of winning the World Series. The more important the game, the more that player's WPA in that game will count toward his full season. Once a team is eliminated, the leverage index falls to zero, and any WPA its players accrue doesn't count, since there's nothing the player can do to budge his team's non-existent playoff odds. And they go through some of the clutchiest games of the year performances, some of the least clutchy games. So you then ask, which player does this number consider the clutchest of them all?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you, in order, your leaders in first the American League. This year's your top 10.
Okay. All right.
10th, Mark Teixeira of the Yankees, 2%. This is all these three tied at 2%. Mark Teixeira, Miguel Sano of the Twins, Nelson Cruz of the Mariners. Then it's Edwin Encarnacion of the Jays at 2.2, Miguel Cabrera, 2.4, Lorenzo Cain, 2.5%, Jose Bautista, 2.8%, Mike Trout, 3.8%, Mitch Moreland of the Rangers at 3.9%, and your leader in the American League is Josh Donaldson of the Blue Jays.
Josh Bagley.
At 4.1%.
Mm-hmm.
In the National League, Andre Ethier at 2%, Buster Posey 2.2, Curtis Granderson 2.7.
Yeah, he's had a good, yeah.
And Paul Goldschmidt 2.7. Andrew McCutchen 2.8, Matt Carpenter 2.9, Chris Bryant and Adrian Gonzalez tied at 3.1.
Pretty good.
Bryce Harper at 3.4. And by more than a full percentage point, the leader in this statistic this year, the guy that has done the most with the most